This is KNBA News. I'm Jocelyn Estes. Unemployment data was released Friday, and it shows unemployment in August inched upwards, despite an established trend where the rate would fall through August and in September. Data from the Alaska Department of Labor and Workforce Development shows more than 23,300 Alaskans were jobless in August. That's an unemployment rate of 6.3%, up from 6.1% in July. The national unemployment rate in August was 6.1%. Unemployment was highest in southwest Alaska at 12.4%. Unemployment in Anchorage and the Mat-Su Borough was 5.6% in August. ONC, Bethel's tribe, recently announced they're closing their senior center at the end of the month and moving to a temporary location. KYUK's Charles Enoch visited the center last week to talk with elders about what the change means for them.
As lunchtime nears, elders gather at the Chief Eddie Hoffman Senior Center in downtown Bethel. Seniors mill around the common area, talking, smiling, resting, getting help with paperwork, and playing card games, as they've done since the center opened in the mid-80s. Just before noon, an elder offers a prayer before lunch.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive those who... At least not temptation, but...
As seniors line up for their meal, Elder Luther Oscar says he loves the time he gets to socialize with his friends.
Thanks for the senior center, Ramon.
I started coming to the senior center to enjoy the fellowship, also to enjoy a meal with other elders at the dining hall.
The meal is bittersweet, as it's one of the last the seniors will have together in the building. Bethel's tribe, Urutararmit Native Council, manages the Senior Center program. This summer they announced that they could no longer afford to stay there. The Senior Center serves lunch for elders, delivers food to homebound seniors, and drives a bus to bring them to places like the post office and the grocery store. Elder Lucy Jacobs has been a regular at the Senior Center for many years. She says her worst fear about the Senior Center closing is loneliness.
I'm afraid I'll be lonely again. I don't want the senior center closed. Some of us are always lonely in our homes while our families are gone. When all of us are here together, we are happy. We even get to enjoy games.
The center has been housed in a city building off Fatsak Street through a memorandum of agreement that allowed ONC to use the city building free of charge if they paid the bills. But ONC officials say the cost to run the program totaled over $600,000 last year, and that's just too much. Zach Brink is the executive director of ONC.
The expenses needed to take care of the building are getting too high now that the building is getting so old. We are closing the Eddie Hoffman Senior Center on September 30th, but along the way, we'll look at options for a new site.
It is unclear what the city will do with the old site, other than close it off for the winter. Elder Catherine Peters says it's important for seniors to have a place to socialize, and she hopes they'll find a new home soon.
We can laugh with them, talk with them, cry with them when we have to. And I hope the younger generation think about they're going to get old too and they need a place to stay, like how we were, comfortable. Everything takes time. Everything takes money. Don't wait too long. Get it started.
Brink was uncertain on what level of services ONC can provide seniors in the temporary location. In Bethel, I'm Charles Enoch.
Five Alaska businesses have been awarded close to $143,000 through the Rural Energy for America program, or REAP. Jim Nordland is the U.S. Department of Agriculture's Rural Development Program Director in Alaska. In a press release, Nordland says the money will create jobs and decrease the cost of energy in Alaska's rural communities through energy efficiency improvements with renewable systems like wind, solar, biomass, and hydroelectric power. Recipients of the REAP grants are based in Fairbanks, Talkeetna, Glen Allen, Valdez, and Cordova. This is KNBA News. I'm Jocelyn Estes.